Good evening, listeners. It's Tuesday, February 9th, and welcome to today's Market Wrap, a post-market podcast by Business Standard. I am Nikita, and here is all that happened in the markets today. The headlines first. Markets halt the six-session-long winning streak, ends flat. Bitcoin powers to new high as Elon Musk's Tesla take it mainstream. Berger Paints reports net profit of Rs. 275 crores in December quarter. Adani Port reports net profit of Rs. 1,561 crores in Q3. Balaji Amines zooms 20% on strong Q3 result. And Balkrishna Industries tumbles 11% on capex plans. Now the news in detail. A sharp downtick in auto, pharma, metal and PSU stocks dragged domestic indices from their record peaks to end marginally lower on Tuesday. Market breadth favored BS today, as 1,658 stocks declined on the BSE, as against 1,300 stocks that rose. Around 193 stocks remained unchanged at close. The indices snapped their six-day winning streak, with the S&P BSE Sensex closing at 51,329 levels, down 20 points or 0.04%. Asian Paints, ONGC, Titan, L&T, Ultratech Cement and Nestle India, up in the range of 1-4%, were the top gainers today, while M&M, Sun Pharma, Bajaj Auto and ITC, down up to 3%, ended as top laggards. The index edged closer to the 52,000 mark today and hit a new peak of 51,836 on the BSE in the intraday trade. The broader Nifty 50, on the other hand, managed to close above the 15,100 mark at 15,109, down 6.5 points or 0.04%. The index hit an all-time high of 15,257 during the day. Broader markets too ended in the red today, with the S&P BSE Midcap Index down 0.18% at close, while the S&P BSE Small Cap Index slipped 0.26%. On the sectoral front, most of the indices succumbed to profit booking. The Nifty Auto, Metal and Pharma indices settled over 1% lower each, followed by losses in the Nifty Realty Index, which was down 0.7%, and the Nifty FMCG Index down 0.6%. Among individual stocks, shares of Balaji Amines zoomed 20% to hit a new high of Rs. 1,514 on the BSE in today's intraday trade, after its profit more than doubled to Rs. 70.16 crore in the December quarter on the back of healthy revenue. The stock eventually closed 14% higher at Rs. 1,443 apiece. On the downside, shares of Balkrishna Industries slipped 11% to Rs. 1,640 on the BSE, as investors booked profit after the company announced a capex plan of up to Rs. 1,900 crores, which will be funded by internal accruals and debt. The stock ended 10% lower today at Rs. 1,654 per share. On the earnings front, shares of Berger Paints ended 2% higher after its Q3 profit jumped nearly 51% on a yearly basis to Rs. 274.8 crores, compared with the profit of Rs. 255 crores in the year-ago period. Its revenue increased 8.5% YOY to Rs. 2,118 crores. Those of Adani Ports meanwhile settled flat, as its net profit stood at Rs. 1,561.5 crores for Q3 FY21, a 15.5% YOY. Its revenue came in at Rs. 3,746 crores, up 12% on year. Moving on to the global markets, global stocks rose for 7th straight day to reach a record high on Tuesday, while Bitcoin also reached a peak after an endorsement from Tesla in the prior session sent the cryptocurrency up 20%. It climbed to a new peak of $48,216 in late Asian trade today. Meanwhile, rival cryptocurrency Ethereum also struck record high of $1,785 in the early morning trade. In the equities market, MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan were up 0.3%, led by Chinese blue chips up 2.2%. Meanwhile, the MSCI All Country World Index edged up 0.1%. In Europe, however, Stoxx 600 Index fell 0.1%, while Germany's DAX Index was down 0.2%. Dow Jones futures were also down 100 points, indicating a weak start on Wall Street later today. That is all we have for you today in this edition of the podcast. For more news and views, stay logged on to businessstandard.com.